Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Junior Thompson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Junior Thompson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Todd scoops up the ball and tags Werber for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey moves to third. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heck moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Joe Beggs now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Beggs covering, for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. the Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Beggs moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 5-2, Cubs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft takes first base on ball 4. Lombardi moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lieber is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards short. Joost catches it and throws to first to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. the Reds will come to bat. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beggs strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Frey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Todd strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 2 in the game. Passo strikes out. Lombardi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Passo out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Lieber moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 3 in the game. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kraft is called out on strikes. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.